Welcome back at WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. We're in Cecil County, giving away some Maryland Lottery scratch-offs. Roz has got me some new ones. They got to be careful. These O-snaps are sideways, and they smell like gingerbread. They're the dollar tickets. Also, our friends at Unwrap the Cash here. That does not smell like a Christmas tree. And Peppermint Payout. It smells a little bit like peppermint stick ice cream, I think. Maryland Lottery, your friends at Win Donation, 866-90-NATION. I got the wacky hat. I'm going to wear the wacky hat because I need new luck. This guy's been crushing me every single week. Our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare also sponsoring the Crab Cake Tour. They actually have a crab cake up here at the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. They're going to be bringing me one out a little later on. Just when I need another crab cake this week. Got five in the refrigerator. Thank you, Coco's, Pappas, and our friends over at Gertrude's. I had a salad and a steak here, a bowl of chili. I'm getting ready for things. Christian Horton joined us last week at Pappas. Got a crab cake out of the deal. Kicked my butt in the picks again. I have done the math on this. And listen, it's been a long day. It's been a long week. I lost my guests. I had Dallas last night. I don't even know what the spread was. I know they won in the end. Did Dallas cover or did they not?
They did not cover. No.
I'm now one game over 500. I was two, so that makes it 90 and 89. It's a good thing the NFL doesn't play today. I have to wait until Sunday to go under 500. How are you?
I'm good. Like you said, I had a really good week last week. 13-3. I'm right there with you. I mean, you could put a loss on me. I was with the Cowboys too, covering against Seattle. So we're 0-1. Both 0-1.
13-3. What are you on the season? Have you caught me yet?
91.
Have you gone above 500?
Oh, yeah. 91-85-4. That's last week put me above.
I'm like a 6-furlong horse that just stopping short, you know, in a mile and a quarter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're just, well, is it week 13? Is it week? I think it's week 13. Is that correct? Week 13 officially for the.
We might be week 14.
Is it 14? Hold on. How about the Ravens have played? Ravens are 9-3 and it's bye week. So it's week 13. It's got to be, right?
Okay.
I'm going to look it up here on my app because I'm going to make my picks live this week. It's a little late. We usually make them earlier in the week. These aren't going to run that long because they're only going to run Saturday and Sunday before the game. So this is going to be the week that I'm going to officially go under 500. I don't know. All right, so I've already lost one on the Dallas game. Let's start the picks here, start the madness. Anything you want to say about the Ravens during bye week before we get going here? Because we're not going to have them to pick at the end.
Yeah, no. The Ravens are the team to beat in the AFC right now. You know, they won a lot of big games, you know, beat people. They really should be undefeated if you really think about it. You know, they had the loss to the Lions. Or not the Lions. The Colts at the end.
They lost the Colts. They lost to the Steelers.
Yeah, the two giveaway games. And then who was the other loss to?
It might have been the Browns.
The Browns, yes, yeah, all giveaway games. You know, they really should be undefeated, and I'm really impressed with the Ravens and what they're doing this season. So I have nothing but good things to say
about
Lamar.
I try to forget the losses. We remember the victories is what we do.
Yep.
It's been a long time since I've had a victory against you. It's been about a month. My picks have been going into the circular crapper here. All right, Broncos-Texans, 1 o'clock game. These are both teams that I thought when the season started stunk. Mm-hmm. Now we're at the point in the season where they don't stink. Matter of fact, they might be better than the Bills or the Bengals or some of these other teams. Is a 3-point spread at home for Houston, which tells me it's a little pushy. I don't know. Denver's come on. I there's a feeling for me that I'm more inclined to pick either one of these teams. There are teams that stink that I'm sort of becoming a little bit of a true believer in both of them. I'll take Russell Wilson on the road with 3 points, I guess, at this point. I'll take Denver.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I like Denver also. Like you said, this whole season, you know, we've been doing this. I'm a big Sean Payton guy. You know, I thought he would bring the culture and the winning culture that he needed to them and have Russell perform how he needs to. So I'm going to take the +3 also.
The Los Angeles Chargers of San Diego, soon to be in Frankfurt, Germany, go to New England to take on. You got Patriot stuff on today?
No, not today.
You don't let him wear it at work? Not only on game day?
Only on game days. Only on game days, yes. Yeah, only on game days. So that's Thursdays, Mondays, and Sundays.
Kid wore a Cam Newton jersey in my presence last week. We both had number ones on, though. Yep. I have my Warren Moon going on. All right, so you're taking the Patriots, right?
It's tough to say, unfortunately. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to, but I'll take them with the 5 points. I think they keep this game close and they cover. And I don't think they win, but I think they cover with the 5.
I'm going to take the Los Angeles Chargers that I still like calling San Diego because it makes me feel nice. 5.5 is a lot, and especially in New England. I mean, When's the last time the New England Patriots are 5.5-point dogs at home to a West Coast team that's no good?
Yeah, no, I don't think ever. Yeah, not Belichick era.
All right, I'm taking the Chargers anyway because I like losing. Lions and Saints, do this more responsibly than I do it. I've warned everybody. Lions and Saints, Lions are 4.5-point favorites at the Dome. I'm a Lions believer. They don't do well with spreads. They win games, but they have not been great with points. I'll do the 4.5, and I'll go all in this week on them with New Orleans.
So you were in New Orleans on this one?
No, I'm with Detroit.
Oh, you were Detroit. Okay,
I'm with Detroit.
No, so I went New Orleans on this one. I'm just playing a home field advantage, like you said.
Taking the points.
Yeah, I mean, Jared Goff's struggling at this point. You know, he's had a few weeks where he's turned the ball over a lot, and I just like the home advantage, especially with the four, you know, in New Orleans. So, yeah, give me New Orleans on that one.
Amy can tear me from where she is, and the Steelers are 6-point favorites at home against Arizona. I'm taking the Steelers, okay? She's giving me the, yeah. That means I'm definitely going to lose. 6 points I'm spreading on Arizona. Arizona coming across. There's nothing to like about Arizona, but the Steelers have Kenny Pickett. But the Steelers play defense. The Steelers play second-half football in close games, and they win close games. 6 points is, I mean, for the Steelers, a lot of points. I don't know how Arizona's going to score on Sunday, but I will spread the 6 points. I'll take Pittsburgh.
Okay, no, I'm going against you on this
one. I'm begging to lose.
I like Arizona, you know, especially with the 5.5. Like I'm on reverse side with you. You know, I think the Steelers can't score with the Cardinals. You know, granted,
you're taking all these points with these lousy teams this week, are you?
You got to, especially the high spreads. You know, Pittsburgh's not a touchdown favorite. Better than the Cardinals.
Who am I to argue
right
with a guy that went 13-3 last week? Yeah. How am I going to tell you you're wrong at this point?
That's just the way I view it. So I'm on the Cardinals with the +5.5.
We're with Christian Horton. We're at Hollywood Casino up in Perryville. If you do this way better and more responsibly than I've been doing it lately in picking football games. Don't do it this way. Pick a couple of games. Go low, go slow, figure it out. Mm-hmm. I'm going to rework this for next year. I keep talking about that because I still want to pick every game from the radio part, but I want to like put some extra Brill Cream in my hair and have my 5-star special. And you know, I want to do a special. So I want to do all that. This is not my 5-star special. Falcons are a 2-point favorite on the road, going to the Meadowlands to take on the hapless, woeful, but really well run, according to Aaron Rodgers, Jets. I'll take the Falcons here. I'll spread the 2 points on the road with the Jets. I watched the Jets play last Friday. It's just they're not very good. And I don't know that they would have been any good if they had Aaron Rodgers, to be honest. I think it's a – then we'll talk all these Jets fans. Well, what if we had Aaron – if you had Aaron Rodgers, you might have been 8-9. You know, literally. That's how I feel about them.
Yeah. The Jets, they're a weird team. They're a weird team. So are the Falcons. But I'm going to take the Jets at home with the +2. Really, just for the pedigree of the head coach, the defense is better than the Falcons. But like you said, it was a tough call. I wouldn't bet this game if I had money on it. But I'm going to take the Jets on this one.
Look at how official your little thing. Can I touch that?
Yeah.
Is official. Look, it's on Holly. Look, he's got his picks all done.
Yep.
No wonder you're 13-3.
We're prepared up here, you know.
You're putting effort into this, what you're doing. Tell everybody about what's going on up here, because we talked a lot about the casino and the food, and I talked about Pai-Gal poker today, and I don't even know what it is.
Yep.
Baccarat. I mean, it was a game on television when I was a kid. I don't know. People know sports. Anybody listening to us, there's basketball games tonight. There's hockey games tonight. There's F1 race. There's all sorts of things, UFC, things you can wager on, things people do wager on. A little bit outside of just football and college football, right? People come up here and put a bet on all sorts of stuff, right?
Yeah, no. The golf, tennis. We had a lot of NASCAR bets when that was going on. And right now for the sports book, it's a great time. You know, it's the busiest season. You know, we have college football, NBA, NFL, college football just wrapping up. So we have a lot of different things, and it's exciting for us. We you know, just like tonight, you know, we're very busy. The casino's always busy. And
I got a guy here waiting for North Dakota State football game.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
it could be anything.
Yeah, and guys bet all different
things.
What
were the odds I was coming here today and a guy would talk about North Dakota State football
without
mentioning Carson Wentz as an example? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just did, though, but that's fine.
Even today, like I was talking to a guest bet Coppin versus UMBC yesterday. You know what I mean? Like, and just having those conversations like that, like I said, it's a tight-knit group here, but we do a lot.
Sir, I'm this close to taking Joe Flacco to lead the Cleveland Browns. That's going to happen in this segment. I swear to God it's going to happen. All right, Indianapolis Colts at the Tennessee Titans. It's a 1-point spread right now, Indianapolis on the road in Tennessee. I'll take the Colts. I guess with the points, but I give the point to Tennessee. I was on Tennessee earlier in the year. I guess that Oiler weekend where he threw the they got a running game. I mean,
yeah, but like I said the last time, this is not a game I would personally bet on, put money on. But if you're going to force me, I'm going to take Tennessee. Really just off the pedigree of being home. I like Mike Vrabel as a coach. Will Levis still figuring it out, but I'm going to stick it out with Tennessee, especially with the plus one at home.
Now that you're six games over 500, you're ahead of me. I'm tracking. I got my eye on you. And have we made the same pick yet? We both took Atlanta, didn't we?
No. I didn't take Atlanta on that one.
So nope. You took the Jets.
I took the Jets.
You took Tennessee.
Yep.
Did you take Pittsburgh?
I did not take Pittsburgh.
You took Arizona. You took New Orleans because I know you don't like Detroit.
Yep.
You took New England because
Why not?
Yep. And Houston, Denver?
We got Denver on that one.
All right. So you did take Denver. Okay. All right. So, man, somebody's going to be crying. Somebody's phone's going to be blown up at 4:15 on Sunday. I promise you that. All right. So at four, last 1 o'clock game, Miami and the Washington Commanders. I'm going to lay the 9.5 just so I can root for the Dolphins, you know?
Okay. Okay, no, I like the Commanders on this one. The Dolphins don't perform well on the road. You know, they haven't won many games or covered many games on the road. So I like the Commanders, especially at home. It's a little cold, you know, in D.C. this weekend. So I don't think Miami adjusts as well to the weather.
Have I ever told you how close Jack Del Rio and I are?
No.
Jack Del Rio and I are close, and at least before he lost his mind talking about the Washington cops, which I sent him a text. But we've been close for 25 years, right?
Yeah.
So best Jack Del Rio stories. One of the best stories I got, actually. The man who saved my wife's life came to America in 2016, and we took him on this surprise trip all over the country. And he loves Steph Curry. He loves the NBA.
Yeah.
But he loves, not Christian Leitner, what was I saying? Dirk Nowitzki.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So the Dallas Mavericks, he's German.
Yeah.
They were playing on the West Coast. So we flew out to Oakland, and Jack Del Rio, I said, hey, Jack, I the guy saved my wife's life. I want to bring him out. He's like, oh, bring him by the facility. This is where Rob Woodson comes in for Amy. So Rob was their defensive backs coach at the time. Mike Tice was offense coordinator for that team. They had just beaten the Denver Broncos bad, like a Peyton Manning Bronco team.
Mm-hmm.
Good Bronco team. Beat them bad in Mexico City, and maybe Manning was gone then. No, Manning was there. So it was a rah-rah room. I'm trying to think of who was it. Derek Carr was the quarterback at the time. Khalil Mack was there.
Mm-hmm.
So we went out to the facility in Oakland, which is long gone. Mm-hmm. The whole Oakland thing's gone. That's how long it's been. So I get there in the morning, and Jack's like, all right, so you're going to dress the team, right? I'm like, what? I'm going to do what? He's like, No. I'm going to get you up in front of the team. You're going to tell them the story because we're going to get them all swabbed today, right? Because we were swabbing for the bone marrow registry there, right? By the way, Eric Sauer was going to stop by today from There Goes My Hero, but couldn't make it. But so my wife had her life saved through DNA on the tip of a Q-tip from a young guy like you saving lives. So Jack wants me to tell the heartwarming story. So I had to. He introduced me. It's all on video. You can go watch it. Introduced me in front of the whole team in the team meeting room.
Mm-hmm.
All these years with Billick, Harbaugh, Marvin, I'd never been in a team meeting room with a meeting's going on,
mm-hmm.
other than a Hard Knocks
when you
see it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the classroom setting. I went into that room and gave a 6-minute. What happened to my wife? This guy saved my wife's life. Jack and I have been friends for years, and we swapped 41 Oakland Raiders that day.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Including Derek Carr. So I feel bad about picking against the Saints. You know,
okay, yeah.
Derek Carr's
the quarterback. Yeah, I got you. All right.
There were actually some guys there. Kelechi Osemele got swabbed that day. He was a Raven. And then there was one player who was a tackle who played on that team and then came play for the Ravens a minute who got swabbed that day. And he walked in the Ravens locker room like in 2017 or 18. He looked at me. He's like, I know you, man. Man, you're the one with the wife and Jack. And I'm like, yeah, you were there. Yeah, you were there. Aaron, what was his name? He's a lineman. Anyway, we're up here at Hollywood. I'm meandering. I'm telling
stories. No, you're good.
Christian Horton's here. 1 o'clock game, last 1 o'clock game. I'm picking against the Commanders in protest of them firing Jack Del Rio. How about that?
Okay. All right. No, that makes sense.
I'm going to stand up for Jack. I love Jack.
Yeah,
I love Jack.
No.
Even though you're really wrong about the D.C. cops and you're wrong about everything you watch on Fox News. 4:05, Carolina Panthers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's a 5-point game here. I mean, Baker Mayfield's about, somebody called him a journeyman quarterback the other day. And I thought, that's what he is. I mean, literally, I heard him call that on the post game Sunday. One of the TVs, well, Baker Mayfield's a journeyman quarterback. It might have been like Sims or something. It might have been somebody like legitimate calling him that. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, if you're a Bucs fan, is he your quarterback next year?
I think he's performed well this season, 100%.
Okay, yeah. You think you're going to win a Super Bowl with Baker?
No, I didn't say that. I said, would I be okay with him being
he's
the quarterback?
He's a 1-1 overall, though. Like
yeah,
Cam Newton
yeah,
was.
No,
like
100%,
Warren
yeah.
wasn't.
No, and I think a change of scenery helps people. And I don't think he's going to win your Super Bowl. No, of course not. But I think he might lead into the playoffs. He's okay. He's in the top 15 of quarterbacks in the NFL right now, which is hard to do.
I wouldn't trade Lamar Jackson for him.
No. Lamar's in the top five. You know, there's tiers, you know. And I like Baker Mayfield. I think he's average.
Well, talk about chaos down there in Washington despite the new owners and firing coordinators. I don't know what the Panthers are, right?
Yeah, no. They're a dumpster fire for sure. You know, they don't know what to do. And that's just leadership, you know, where it starts from the GM to the coach. They always have to be on the same page of who.
Well, they're always getting fired because the owner doesn't know what he's doing.
I never know how that goes. You know, like they only get 2 years to do it, and it's like they already have a dumpster fire of a team. What do you think is going to happen in the next 2 years? And then they get fired, and it's the same thing. Very weird. I don't.
Well, they fired my boy Frank Reich, who, he's a terp.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a point for me where, like, why would you fire? I mean, he's competent. Let him finish the season. Don't be.
What's going to be different between a guy that comes in and you know what I mean, now and what he's doing?
Well,
you know,
it really speaks to how insane the ownership is. So I'm here with you today as an expatriated media. I used to be in the real media for like 38 years until Chad Steele decided I'm not a real media member. So they threw me out 2 years ago. And what they did this week in Carolina is indicative of what would happen if you stay in. Carolina Panthers fire their coach. The actual owner, and we haven't seen Steve Bisciotti, he's like a mystery man now. He doesn't show up for anything. He doesn't live here. But the Carolina Panthers owner, Tepper, who's really wealthy, bought the teams, firing all these coaches. He had a press conference on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a press conference. The columnist from the Charlotte Observer sits in the front row. And it's like Arnold Horshack. It's a little old for you. Welcome back, Cotter. Somebody got my Horshack reference. He's got his arm up. Oh. Then he'll call on him to ask a question to the owner. So even when you get a press pass and you get invited in, the owner tells the PR people, don't call on him, and you don't get to ask a question.
Mm.
These places are wacky. And I guess that's what I'm saying with the Carolina Panthers. Like, if this is the way you're going to behave on Monday, firing your coach, like Ursay last year hiring a former center off of television, like, what are you doing? Like, how are you going to win football games? You're a joke. You're not like a real organization if you're firing Frank Reich on Monday and your owner sits up and can't even be accountable. Like, to your point, what difference does it make who the general manager, the coach is going to be at that point? So, that being said, I'm taking Baker Mayfield this week. What about you?
Yeah, no, I'm on Baker Mayfield, too. I'm not a big fan of the Carolina Panthers this year. I think, like I said, they're just a bad team, especially going on the road, and I like Tampa Bay.
I'm taking Tampa Bay, too. So he's 13-3 last week, Christian Horton, up here at Hollywood Casino. So whatever he says, listen to him. All right, this is where it gets tough, because for me to pick the Browns, I need to know that Joe Flacco is going to be the quarterback, going to be the answer, not this PJ kid and all this. They've been dancing around all week. I never thought anybody looked good in Browns gear, but Joe had a little swag about him. You know, Joe looked like he had a little pep in his step. I don't know. I love Joe. I'm biased about that. So I hate the Browns. I'm not unbiased about that. I don't know. 3.5 points. We got the Rams next week. Maybe the Browns can soften them up for us. Certainly the Browns play defense, and that defense is going to travel well. There's a reason to take 3.5 points here. So maybe just a half. I'm going to take Cleveland at 3.5.
You're going to take Cleveland?
Unless that PJ guy starts, and then I don't want any part of the Browns. They stink.
No, I'm with the Rams on this one. I don't care if Joe Flacco was out there or PJ.
Lose.
Yeah, I just like him. Just a pedigree of being home, better coach team. Like I'm a big fan of Aaron Donald. I say it every weekend. He can wreak havoc in a game.
By the way, Madubuike is doing a really good Aaron Donald impersonation for the Ravens.
Okay,
he's going to get paid, dude.
Okay, yeah, no, I
he's
believe
playing
it.
That kind of football.
I believe it. Yeah,
and when you start to compare people to Aaron Donald, you're like that's a different level.
Right there. Okay.
I mean, Aaron Donald's the best defensive player of the century. I mean, I would put that up against Ray Lewis. I would put that up against Urlacher. I'm trying to think of the people that played in this century. Polamalu, Ed Reed. I mean, any of the guys that sacked the quarterback, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. There's no... Aaron Donald doesn't have a comparable. Ray Lewis has some comparables.
Yeah.
Khalil Mack, I mean, what kid's doing now, Roquan Smith. Mm-hmm. And you can make... And Ray was better than them. Mm-hmm. In the same way Jim Brown was better than most of the other... You know, I mean, Ray's Ray.
Yeah.
But Aaron Donald... When you're talking about the next guy that's like Aaron Donald, I don't know.
No. There's no one
in
like
the history of the game. You're going to go back, maybe a Warren Sapp or like some of the guys at different kind of position.
Yeah.
But Aaron Donald's the greatest to ever play that position.
No, I agree. I do agree.
And that's an amazing. We're seeing an amazing thing. And we don't talk about it because it's not sexy. He's a defensive lineman.
Yeah.
He doesn't have commercials and all that, you know. He doesn't have Siragusa's personality.
He's not on a commercial.
But he's not
He's not. Big
not like
time.
Tom Brady,
but
I mean, he's been as good as Tom Brady as for his position.
I agree. I will say that. Yeah. So that's why I'm on the Rams.
I covered him in the Senior Bowl, Aaron Donald. So Aaron Donald, this is a real tribute to Phil Savage. All right. Purple Rain 1 was written with Phil. Phil ran the Senior Bowl after he got fired with the Browns. He's now a Jets scout.
Mm-hmm.
He works for Joe Douglas, who he hired.
Mm-hmm.
He gave Joe a job when he was a kid. Joe gave him a job when... So Phil did the Senior Bowl down in Mobile, and this was right after my wife got sick, I think, or right before. 14, so it was before. So I went down to the 14 Senior Bowl. It was being coached by Gus Bradley on the one side, and I'm trying to think who the other coach was, but Aaron Donald was the best player they had there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also the grown-up and a guy that when they welcomed the media and when they said, welcome to the Senior Bowl, we have great players here, and Aaron Donald got up and gave a little speech about why he came to the Senior Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there in the room for that. And there was a lot of media there even then. I mean, Senior Bowl, the draft's a big deal. Scouting, combine, all that stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Donald was the grown-up in the room, and Phil Savage said to me that day, he's like, get Aaron Donald on the show. He's going to be a great, great player. He's going to be the best player in the class, is what he told me.
Hmm.
And sure enough, here we are.
Yeah, he was right.
You know, all these years later, a decade later, Aaron Donald. So you're taking the Rams. I'm taking the Browns. Man, I've taken the Browns. I've taken the Steelers. What's wrong with me? What has got – Megan's here. She's like, what – You never would have done this at the barn back in the 90s. It's money here. I'm playing for money is what I'm doing. I'm playing responsibly. Best game of the week, 49ers and the Eagles. One of the best games of the season, right? I mean, right, literally, right? Right up the road here.
Mm-hmm.
3-point favorite on the road for the 49ers. Boy, the 49ers getting a lot of respect. They've earned it. Eagles not getting a lot of respect, I guess, because they haven't won one big, whatever. Scuffle around, kick it around with the Bills, whatever. You got 3 on this game. What do you got on this game?
Wow, I got 3 on this game. And when you said it, I thought the Eagles would be favored. I didn't know they wouldn't be favored at home. I'm going to change this one. I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Look at this.
On this one.
You read it wrong, did you?
Yeah, I read it wrong. Well,
am I reading it right or am I nuts?
Who would think the 49ers would be favored against the Super Bowl champions?
Well, because the 49ers have been
runner-up.
No disrespect to the Ravens. The 49ers have been the team that's played the three phases of the game the best thus far.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just a weird number, especially Eagles coming off a win against Buffalo. That's my thing on it. But I'm going to take the Eagles on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Eagles on this one, too. How about that?
Eagles, yep.
Don't tell anybody at the bar. You get Eagles fans up here plenty, right?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're
a lot
like
of Eagles fans, yeah.
In the parking lot, and I did a big segment with Tommy Conwell from the Young Rumblers, big Philadelphia band. They're playing The Wrecker on Saturday night. By the time you hear this, you may come on out. It's a good time. And I had Tommy on. I was talking to him because this is the third time I've been over the bridge in the last couple weeks, and I can get WMMR from here.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to Philadelphia radio from the parking lot here. So should not shock me that somebody would come in here wearing a Kelce jersey.
Oh, no. Not 100%. I mean, 100%. Yeah, no, we got Eagles. I'd say it's more Eagles fans than Ravens fans in this area, I would say.
Shame on them. They don't look as good either, not in that black and gold or that green. Although the Eagles, the throwbacks look good the other night. You know, like those?
I fell asleep. I watched that game at half.
They're wearing the Randall Cunninghams. They're wearing the lime green.
Okay. I didn't notice it because it was raining and everything. I didn't.
One of my Eagles fans. It's not lime green. That's putrid green. That's baby puke green or whatever it is. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's got a name.
Okay.
It's not that forest green. It's
not fluorescent, but
So I was a season ticket holder for the Eagles from 1986 to 1992.
Yeah.
That's the jersey they wore.
Okay.
It was the whole Randall Cunningham, Reggie White, Gangrene,
yeah.
Jerome Brown. Baldy was on those teams. Mm-hmm. That was good fun up there at the Vet.
Good time. Okay.
Nice people, those Philadelphia Eagles fans. Did you see the video of that poor guy wearing the Cowboy jersey in the middle of the Eagles fans?
No.
That showed up on my TikTok. No. Christian Horton's here. He is the sportsbook manager for All Things Hollywood Casino in Perryville. We're up here. We're going to have a crab cake at some point. We're going to be promoting a beautiful Cecil County group, the Chesapeake Feline Association, including my cat. We have all the cool cats out here picking the games. I did not pick these ahead of time. I'm just picking on the fly here because what difference does it make at this point? Chiefs and the Packers, 8:20 game, decent game. I don't know if the Packers are coming on or not. I mean, 6 points here at home. The Chiefs, people a little down on the Chiefs right now. They're down on everybody but the Ravens, the Eagles, and the 49ers, right? Mm-hmm. Shooting holes in all the other 29 teams, I guess, at this mm-hmm. point. I'm not going to shoot a hole in the Chiefs here. I'm going to take the 6 points, lay it on the road, big TV game. You know, I think this is the time of the year where the Chiefs, if they're going to be the Chiefs and they're going to be formidable in January, they're going to have a switch.
Okay.
I think they're going to have a switch.
I'm against you on this one. I'm with Green Bay. I'm riding this Green Bay wave. I was with them on Thanksgiving. I had them upsetting who do they put? The Lions.
I had
them upsetting the Lions. Yeah. And so I'm going to ride the wave with them, especially at home. I'm going to take the six. I don't necessarily think they win, but I think they cover the spread.
Man, you and I are just we're almost on every single game together. I'm really worried. I mean, I took Baker Mayfield just to make you feel good because you like him so much. But Monday night, the Bengals. They're talking about McCarron now, right? The Bengals against the Jacksonville Jaguars. We get the Jaguars in 2 weeks. I'll be watching this one. I mean, I'm watching all these teams that we're playing, whether it's the Rams, Jaguars, 49ers. We're going to see the Dolphins in a couple of weeks as well. I'm taking the Jaguars. I'll spread the 9 points. I just think the Bengals, their DNA as an organization and where they are without Burrow, yeah, I think they're a bad team without Burrow. And I think a bad team is going to lose by 10 points.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I think they kind of pack it in. They're in a, they know what their season's going to be at the end, you know, necessarily not in the playoffs. So I like Jacksonville to thump on them pretty bad here. So I like them with the 8.5.
Yeah, Jacksonville's, you know, they're sketchy. I never know what I'm getting out of
them. They're hit or miss. They're definitely a hit or miss. They're young, you know what I mean? Let's expect it.
Well, our friends at the Maryland Lottery did a big, big Ravens giveaway this year, and the top prize is $20,000, but really the top prize, you can win tickets for life, and they did a giveaway for the Jacksonville trip. So we have some lucky winners that are going to be on the team plane going down to Jacksonville for that game, so we'll see how that turns out. Ravens are on bye week. I'm not on bye week. I've had extra crab cakes all week long. We began the week Pappas last week with Christian, began earlier this week over at Coco's with Marcella. I had great guests there with Mike Rossiglio. And Ron Cassie from Baltimore Magazine. On Thursday, we went to the BMA and the Gertrudes, had John Shields on it, had four different kinds of crab cakes, had a great conversation with Dan Rodericks about his show, Baltimore You Have No Idea, and right now we're up here at Hollywood Casino in Perryville, having fun, lots of bands, big New Year's Eve up here with a Journey band and a YouTube band, lots of ways to win, lots of ways to play, lots of fun, and just 20 minutes from home for most folks out there to get on up here, get yourself a pen play card, and go beat this guy over at the sportsbook and take some of his money. Pick against the Patriots and make him angry. Come in here. No picking against or for the Ravens. A question for you with the Ravens in this surge.
Mm-hmm.
You get people coming in saying $100 on the Ravens to win the Super Bowl, $100 to the Ravens to get to the Super Bowl, because the odds on the Ravens are going down.
No, 100%. No, yeah. They have gone down. No, we had a lot of that at the beginning of the season. And you
what
see,
were they?
You
were
see,
they getting 18? Were you getting a nice number on that?
Yeah, probably 20-1. 20-1 around 20, okay. around that mark. And which?
Where are we now?
We're probably, I can't lay a number on it, but if I had to guess, 8-1.
Okay, in that range.
8-1, 6-1 in that range. Yeah, right. Yeah, because they're the best team in the AFC right now, in my eyes. You know, they have one of the best records. I don't know how they measure versus Kansas City, but I would think they're the number
one. Well, at the end of the weekend, depends on who wins and loses.
Yeah, yeah.
The loss column at three. Right?
Okay, so yeah.
A lot of 8-3s, 1-9-3.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, so we'll see how it goes. But I like the Ravens. Like I said, I like them to come out the AFC. I mean, I shouldn't say that. Now, when I said it, I kind of went back on it. You got to see what happens with the Mark Andrews. Isaiah likely steps up, kind of who replaces
him. I'm worried
him.
About Stanley. I mean, on the way up here today, Luke and Dennis were talking 20 minutes about. Mm-hmm. And I remember when Stanley went down a couple years ago. I said, boy, if they can't win the Super Bowl without him, I felt that way in 19, 20, 21. I don't know. I mean, Humphrey, but they have so many better players. Mm-hmm. Kyle Hamilton, Roquan Smith, these guys have all stepped up in other ways that would have made them great had they had J.K. Dobbins, had they had Mark Andrews, if they had a healthy Marlon Humphrey. But they don't right now, and that's the health part of all this. Hey, something happens to Kelce, right? I mean, something happens to Mahomes. Look at the Bengals.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the Bills haven't even taken on that kind of an injury. We've had a confidence and perception problem with them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, that's December football. Get on up here to Hollywood Casino. You can play the games. You can play on your app as well. But come on out. Have a sandwich. Have a crab cake. Have a beer. Sit down. Bet the games. Play some table games. See the new configurations around here and the fun that they're having up here. All of our fun here in the Maryland Crab Cake Tour brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I have all the holiday scratch-offs out now. So they've given me the O Snap. Smell that. That smells like gingerbread. Just smell it. You'll see. Yep. Unwrap the cash. That does not smell like a Christmas tree. Don't smell that. This is peppermint payout. This is supposed to smell like peppermint, but it's a little. But the O Snap. Apps are here. We're giving these away. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I have the wacky Window Nation add-on, 866-90-NATION. Buy two, get two free, 0% financing for the next 5 years. And, of course, Jiffy Lube, multi-care, right around the corner. Oil changes and a whole lot more. Take care of filters. Take care of all sorts of things when they have the hood open. Make sure you get basic care taken care of with our friends at Jiffy Lube. Did I take care of our basic care up here? We good?
Yes, we're good. We're great.
Man, I don't know. Do you always make your official picks on this official-looking thing? Or
Yeah. No. Mostly, yeah. I grab a sheet before and, yeah. That's where I get my picks from.
Man, maybe that's my problem. I got to get my printer out. I mean, I take these picks seriously, damn it. I do. It's pretty good when I was 24 games over 500. Let's rewind back to week 7, week 8.
Yep.
You should have told me to leave the casino back then.
Hey, sometimes you got to know when to walk out. You know, you got to know when to quit.
He's like everybody else. He began to relate like Megan, beginning the relationship thinking that I was really smart, and then as it goes along, there's like a whole curve where, you know, I embarrass myself in various ways. Appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, no problem at all.
First time he's ever been on with that New England stuff. All I have to do is come up here and do it in the casino on a Friday. He's not allowed to wear it. That's good. I am wearing my my blue today, my Oiler blue, my supporting Warren Moon blue. I don't know. I just dressed for Friday.
Yeah, no. It makes sense.
It's not a weekend. Purple Friday. We get the bye weekend.
That is true. I didn't know that.
All right. Enjoy your bye weekend responsibly. Appreciate everybody coming out and supporting us. We're going to be on Tuesday at State Fair in the morning from 9 to noon. We're going to get Tom Kelso from former chairman of the Maryland Stadium Authority out. I don't know when that's going to happen. We got to get him better, get him to 100%. I do know Bill Cole and Dennis Colazzos are joining us, and the shrimp and grits and the chicken and waffles are going to be divine on Tuesday. So I'm already looking forward to that as well. We're going to be at Curio Wellness and Farr and Daughter on York Road on the 15th. Gina Schock from the Hall of Fame Dundalk Rock and Roll Band, the Go-Go's, as they say, as I like to say to her, will be with us on the 15th. And we're going to be at Wise Markets in Onigo the week of Christmas. I'm still working on the time and the date on that. And we're going to be at Fadley's for the final time at the old, I'm going to say former Lexington Market, 2 days after Christmas. So we're doing that. We're going to have plenty of holiday scratch-offs, winners, fun, lousy football picks. I'm Nestor. We are WNST. We're going to come back and do some more on kitties and felines and taking care of cats. I miss my cat already. I'll be with her tonight with our friends at the Chesapeake Feline Association. Stay with us. It is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour from Hollywood Casino in Perryville for the bye week.